Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I just have a different constitution, I have a different brain, I have a different heart, I have a different, you know, I get talking blood, man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there's $1 million riding on my back. If I don't fight, I don't get a dime.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up, we're talking with boxing's Clark Kent. That's right, the man that sort of snuck on the scene and became Superman when it comes to promoting. I'm talking about Tom Lawford. That's right, California Tom Lawford. Straight up. A mid-level guy, a manager associated with Shane Mosley early on. Now, of course, he controls the heavyweight champion of the world, Vladimir Klitschko, and the most exciting fighter in the middleweight division, no question about it. Sorry about that, Andre Ward, but Gennady Golovkin, of course, the unbeaten lad, the WBA champion, taking on Curtis Stevens in November on HBO. Gennady will be our guest next Sunday here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Today, we'll talk with his manager, his promoter, the man that controls him. I'm talking about Mr. Tom Lawford. So straight up, we do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are just hours away from Juan Manuel Marquez, of course, 56-5. And he's got a draw in there. He's got like 38 KOs. He's a champion since 126, all the way up to 140 pounds. He knocked out Manny Pacquiao in his last fight, put him to sleep, and now he's taking on Tim Bradley. Tim Bradley, damaged goods? I don't know, but he's 30-0. He's only 30 years old, and he's got less mileage on him than Mr. Marquez. So it's a battle of mileage, I think, in this fight tonight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Do you want to get in on the next big thing in gaming? The Pwnage Project, the global network of open source developers, is proud to offer you that chance with its new Pwnage LI gaming tablet, a true 3-in-1 console and handheld gaming device, tablet PC, and Android development tool. Every Pwnage LI ships rooted and unlocked. If you've heard about crowdfunding and the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, you now have the perfect opportunity to support this project and get the latest tech in your hands before it hits store shelves. Already one of the hottest categories in crowdfunding, the Pwnage LI is the next generation in video gaming, with its wireless HDMI and built-in gamer controls, bringing the best elements of a console system and a handheld experience together in one platform. But this is not just a simple gaming device. This is also a fully functioning tablet PC. Sleek and lightweight, you can take your game anywhere. To help launch this innovative new product and learn about all the incredible perks being offered, including how you can receive your own Pwnage LI before the general public, visit pwnageproject.org. That's P-W-N-A-G-E project.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? American Credit Card Solutions wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this relief program to have their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now. 800-287-8013. That's 800-287-8013 to discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. 800-287-8013. 800-287-8013. Don't wait. Call 800-287-8013 now.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
The Nike slogan doesn't say, just try it. Okay, just try it. No, just do it, man.
The mighty Tower of Power going through some changes, folks. Larry Braggs here. Of course, a man that I don't want to say I discovered him, but, you know, when I was working as an announcer down there on Fisherman's Wharf, I ran into this guy named Larry Braggs singing for Executive Suite, which is Jose Cruz's band out of Walnut Creek, California. Well, I introduced this band night after night, Saturday after Saturday, and before I knew it, Larry Braggs had blossomed into such quite a vocalist, and then he became the voice of Tower of Power for now 12 years. But they are changing, and they are looking for and auditioning new singers as I speak. So that is the latest on the Tower of Power. Last night, Lenny Williams and my buddy Herb Morrell, the Stylistics, Arian Love, two of the original Stylistics, they did it up there at the Thunder Valley Casino in Northern California. Man, what a place. Lincoln, California, it is the entertainment capital of Northern California, and they are not paying me a dime to say that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Going to stick with boxing for the most part this hour. Tomorrow, of course, the Sunday show. We'll do an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. That starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. But straight up, let's talk about last week's heavyweight championship fight. Of course, it was a brutal fight if you were the guy being leaned on. I'm talking about Alexander Povetkin. After nine rounds, I had it 90-77. Now imagine, after nine rounds, if it was a shutout, I would have had it 90-80, 81. You know what I'm saying? That would the extra 3 points. He knocked him down, Povetkin came to fight, but, you know, when you're fighting a guy that's that much bigger than you, 4 or 5 inches bigger than you, and he's leaning on you, and that's the problem I have with Vladimir Klitschko. Not the holding, not the clinching, none of that kind of stuff. It's the leaning, because, you know, when I was in the gym, and some people say, hey, what do you know about the gym? Well, look at my Facebook page or ringtalk.com, and you'll see the latest, my retirement picture, what I looked like when I retired, how cut up I was, how in shape I was back then. So I knew my game. My championships are listed below it, so I don't need to be bragging or boasting. It's just the truth. But the bottom line is, when big guys used to lean on me in the gym, it used to hurt my back. Okay, I didn't dig it. I mean, these big guys that couldn't outperform you, okay, would lean on you. And they lean on you to the point where they almost had you bent over blowing them. I mean, it wasn't fun, okay? I didn't dig it from an emotional point of view, and it was physically zapping as well. So I used to moan and complain. When guys would lean on me, man, I used to, oh, God, I'd even crack them low just to try to get their attention. You know what I'm saying? Don't be leaning on me. But Vladimir leaned all over Povetkin last week, and I thought that zapped Povetkin of any chance of winning the fight. Good strategy? Yes. Boring strategy? Yes. Exciting? No. Was it successful? Yes. Now Klitschko's 60-3, 50 KOs, of course, the world-ranking heavyweight champion. The only fighter out there that's even close to him is his brother, his older brother, Vitaly. Vitaly Klitschko, which he lost 2 fights, and both those fights he lost to Lennox Lewis when he was sort of like a head-on points. He got cut up, and then, of course, the Chris Bird fight, he was a head-net fight. And he hurt his shoulder and decided to retire before the 11th round, I believe. So the bottom line is, the kid's almost undefeated. And he's no kid. He's like 41 years old. This Klitschko, Vladimir, the 1996 Olympic gold medalist, wants to go back and fight in the Olympics in 2016. I don't think that's fair. I think that's sort of like sending a man in to fight a bunch of Cub Scouts. Okay, you don't want to send the world heavyweight champion in to box a three-round or a four-round or whatever the amateurs are doing these days, a three- or four-round. Come on. Doesn't it just sound ludicrous right off on come on, right away. That just sounds a little crazy, doesn't it? 6'7", world heavyweight champion, 60-something professional fights, and he's got to be going and fighting amateurs in the Olympics? Come on, man. You did it in 96. You had your props, okay? Speaking of props, got to give Miguel Cotto some props. Of course, he sort of snatched the weekend this past weekend, of course, stopping Delvin Rodriguez with a body shot in the third round. My man, Mad Manny, Manny Caballero, did an article on it. He was ringside down there in Orlando, California, and of course, Delvin came in a live underdog. There was no doubt about it. I mean, people thought that his height, his reach, and his size would give him the same advantages that Austin Trout had over Miguel Cotto in defeating Cotto last year. Well, guess what? Didn't work out that way. Delvin Rodriguez chopped down by a single left hook to the body in the third round, and now he is 28-7. You got to give props to Cotto. You just really got to give props to Cotto because, you know, it isn't the fact that he came back with this new trainer, Freddie Roach, and did so well. That's not why you got to give him props. You got to give him props for being a family man, for him being a true fighter, and for knowing his limitations. And what I mean by that is he said time and again in the last few months, 6-8 months, that he's not going to get involved in any life or death battles. He's not going to risk his life in the ring anymore, per se. If he gets heavy, he's bowing out. And why not? He's got a beautiful wife and a beautiful family, and I think he should. Of course, Cotto now a champion of what, 140, 147, and 154, and trying to make marks at 154 now, talking about being the possible future opponent for Sergio Martinez, the reigning world middleweight champion. The young man fights out of Argentina, but originally out of Spain. Is he the real deal? Not at this point in time. I mean, Sergio Martinez is like so old, man. He's so long in the tooth. You know, you could scrub that tooth with a paintbrush. That's how long that tooth is. He's an old guy, especially in the last couple of fights. I mean, he just got an old. Martin Murray got old. He got old against Chavez in that 12th round when Chavez fouled him and threw him down and hurt his knee. So I don't know if he's got the ability to resurrect himself at the age of, what, 39, almost 40. I don't know if he can do it. I know his trainer was in custody for a while, and he hadn't had his trainer in a while, and he's sort of been training himself. But that's no excuse. I mean, when Father Time comes calling, guess what? You got to answer the door. Sergio, it's time to answer the door. I mean, there are guys out there like Gennady Golovkin, which will be our guest next Sunday right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's right, Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, of course, the world middleweight champion, 160 pounds, undefeated, 26-0, like 24 KO, some incredible record, training down there in Big Bear, California with Abel Sanchez for that November date with Curtis Stevens on HBO. Of course, Curtis Stevens, the loudmouth, sort of talked his way into the fight. And we know, more power to him, sort of like a Chael Sonnen type of guy, only in boxing and not MMA. Chael Sonnen, the biggest mouth in the world of the UFC. But Curtis Stevens has a good mouth. He talks a good game, and he said he wanted to fight Golovkin. But then, of course, they offered him a lot of money the first time. They sort of turned it down. Then they had to offer him more money, and he took it. His promoter, Kathy Duva, thinks he's got a good shot in beating Golovkin. Kathy, you're dreaming this time. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Fights taking place tonight. Wow, it is Saturday. Of course, that means Juan Manuel Marquez and Tim Bradley, like I said, sitting on the fence here, folks. Why am I sitting on the fence? You know, you've got one guy who's only 30 years old, but he took enough punishment in his last fight to end a career. That Provodnikov that fought him, Ruslan, I mean, he beat on him like a drum. He hurt him in almost every round. The resiliency and the chin and the heart of Tim Bradley can never be questioned after that fight. But, you know, you have to question is the damage done? I mean, you know, this isn't one of those fights where you go home and you heal in a week or 2 weeks or like 4 or 5 days and you're feeling good. He said his head wasn't right for almost 2 months, 2.5 months. Seriously, imagine that, having head woes for 2.5 months, and then you're going to have to fight somebody again, professional boxing. I don't know. That's sort of, to me, 2.5 months of having a headache or some neurological issues after a fight like that, that sort of tells me you should take like a year off. Okay, I'm always in favor of these guys taking a year off after these incredible fights, and everybody says to me, oh, Pedro, man, you're such a bummer. I'm not such a bummer. I see these guys like Bobby Chacon. You know, who keeps asking for the third fight with Bose Edwards, and he thinks I'm Bose sometimes. And, you know, I mean, I think of guys that are punchy, guys that are showing the residual effects of professional boxing, like the deceased former junior welterweight champion of the world, Frankie Click. He told me, laying in his own urine on Cortland Avenue in San Francisco, son, don't ever get hit too much, because this is what happens when you get hit too much. You get punchy. That's what he told me. He's laying there in like a doorway next to the library in San Francisco on Cortland Avenue. He was a former junior welterweight champion of the world, turned into like the neighborhood drunk and that kind of stuff, you know. But he was lucid at times. There were times when like he could talk New York Times-ish, okay? It's like the front page. And then there were other times when he couldn't, you know, spell his name or tell you who he was. That was from, of course, the combination of alcohol and professional boxing. But he told me, don't get hit. And my old man used to say to me, we used to walk by him and see him in the streets. He'd say, see, that's what happens when you get hit too much. That's what happens when you get hit too much. So that's why I tried to employ such a clean defense when I was a boxer, bobbing and weaving. But, you know, the defense went out the window when the bell rang because I just wanted to get the guy. And I think that was indicative. That was the product of my getting that nose surgery in 2005 when they took that tumor out of my left septum, and it took them an hour and 10 minutes to clean up the septum. That's how busted up the septum was from boxing for almost 19 years. Speaking of 19 years, my retirement photo is on the website, ringtalk.com. So all of you that thought that, you know, I was some hobo and that I couldn't fight and, you know, I was just some type of stiff and no. All my championships are up there. My retirement photos are up there. I'm in perfect shape. I am the man. You are listening to the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, all the troops listening on the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Just enough and too much.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
That song applies to myself and my next guest, Tom Loeffler. We'll get to Tom in just a minute. Of course, the promoter of Gennady Golovkin and the world heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko. Let's take it to Las Vegas and listen. Bring in Paul to the Ring Talk Network. What's up, Big Tom? Paul,
what's going on, man?
How you listen to us?
Out in Vegas on TuneIn. My buddy's an intern for you. He told me to check you out. He heard you were the man about. He told me you were the man about boxing.
Okay, so talk to me. What do you want to talk about? Make it quick.
Oh, I just wanted to, I just wanted to say I'm kind of surprised that Bradley's even though it's a small portion that he's an underdog against Marquez, I think he's a more athletic fighter. And even though Pacquiao did beat him, I think he did, he held his own kind of. He was smaller and weaker, but I think he'll handle Marquez. I was just wondering your thoughts on that.
I just think that both guys are, questionable. I mean, Marquez is 40 years old, and God knows what kind of performance he's going to be able to put forth. I mean, can he duplicate the effort against Manny Pacquiao? That's sort of like hitting the lottery twice in the same day. I don't know if he can. And then you've got Tim Bradley, all the residual effects of the beating he took from Prodnikov a few months back. I mean, it took him a couple of months to clear his head. So I'm on the fence on this one. I don't know whether age is going to play a factor or the damage to Bradley is going to play a factor. But you got to remember, Bradley's got that third hand, and that is his head.
Yeah, I think he's just more athletic and a little more quicker than an aging Marquez. I think he'll just use that jab that he throws all the time to outpoint him. He's obviously not going to knock him out, but I think he'll get a decision.
All right. Thanks a lot, bro. Thanks for the call. Don't forget to download that TuneIn app, folks, and listen to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Of course, we've got 1,000 different platforms. So I'm going to go through them one of these days when I've got 45 minutes to go through them. Now I don't have 45 minutes to go through them. My next guest, as I said, sort of like the superfly of boxing promoters right now, sort of snuck on the scene. He's promoting hot talent. I'm talking about the world heavyweight champion who sold out a giant arena last week in Moscow, of course, when he took on Alexander Povetkin. I'm talking about Vladimir Klitschko. And then, of course, you've got Gennady Golovkin. They call him Triple G. I call him the real deal. He's 26-0, 24 KOs. The man that represents both those guys is on the line from Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. Tom Loeffler. What's up, Superfly?
Hey, Pedro. It's great to be with you today.
How's life treating you?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I mean, after, the dominant performance by Vladimir, it might not have been the most exciting performance, but it was definitely an effective performance. But we're really excited now about Gennady's fight coming up November 2nd at the Garden.
Okay, let's go back to Klitschko for a second. What is Vladimir going to do? I mean, I look through the heavyweight division and, maybe Deontay Wilder could be a challenger in a year and a half or 2 years or something like that. But right now, I don't see anybody on the horizon that's even close to him as far as being able to beat him.
There's some young guys coming up in the heavyweight division, so that's what we're excited about. I mean, that's one of the issues we've had with Vladimir for a while is just having a competitive fight or somebody that is perceived to be a threat. I mean, Povetkin was clearly the most dangerous fight out there right now. He was an undefeated Olympic gold medalist, he was a mandatory challenger. So for Vladimir to handle somebody like that, and pretty much shut him out for every round.
Okay, let me go through your K2 promotions here. I'm looking at the schedule, okay? You had a card in Madison Square Garden, one in Monaco and Monte Carlo, another one in Germany, another one in Connecticut. Got that one last week in Moscow. And then, of course, the 2nd of November, you've got the one at Madison Square Garden. Man, you're hitting all the big arenas. You don't do club shows, I guess, huh?
No, not opposed to the club shows, for sure, because that's how you develop talent. But we do, the biggest arenas around the world, whether it's the soccer stadiums in Germany or, this venue in Moscow, and then, you know, heading back to the Garden with Gennady. That's what we're excited about. And,
okay,
you know, we're just looking forward to the guys continuing to win.
Golovkin has people concerned, and what I mean by concerned is when people are concerned in boxing, they're sort of like it's a metaphor for being afraid, and they're concerned with this kid. They say he's an incredible talent, and he knows how to work behind his jab. He isn't afraid to take a shot, to deliver a shot. Is he the complete package?
You know, Gennady is one of the most terrorizing boxers I've ever seen. I've been doing this now, as you know, for over 20 years. You know, I started out with Kevin Kelly and Obakar, and you know, they were fantastic talents themselves. But, you know, Gennady now is, when I see him in the gym with Abel in the sparring, I mean, you really haven't seen, you know, the best of Gennady come out yet. You know, if somebody pushes him, that's when you really see his talent and the different combinations and the quality of punches that he can deliver.
Okay.
You know, I would say he is the most feared boxer out there, because I know I have the hardest job around now trying to get opponents to fight him. That's why we give Curtis Stevens a lot of credit, because he actually called out Gennady. And he was the one coming towards Gennady, so that was an easy fight to make once we got the financial details.
Wait. Once you got the financial details, because you offered him a big fat chunk of change the first time, and he said, I don't think so. I want more, didn't he?
We had to offer a fatter, bigger chunk of change for him to actually, finally agree to the fight. But, you know, it is a big risk. I understand, you know, people don't want to get in the ring to fight Gennady for a low payday. And right now, I would say Gennady's opponents are the highest paid middleweight challengers out there, certainly a lot more than Vera got to fight Chavez and any of Peter Cohen's opponents. Cohen's another great champion, but right now Gennady seems to be at the top of the middleweight division.
The Vera, the Brian Vera Julio Cesar Chavez scoring, I thought to me was a little off, to put it mildly. Did you think so?
We were at that fight. You know, it's one of those things. It's hard for me as a promoter to criticize the judging of a fight. Chavez clearly landed the bigger punches or the harder punches. Vera was a lot more active and threw a lot more punches. So it really depends on what the judges were looking for. I probably personally, being at the fight, I would have scored it a draw, because Chavez did land some pretty effective punches. But Vera, you got to give him a lot of credit. He showed a lot of heart. He fought a great fight and showed that he wasn't afraid of Julio Jr., regardless of what weight he agreed to fight at.
Exactly. But I break it down like this. I break a fight into 10 little fights. A fight, 10-round fight, is 10 mini fights. I thought that Vera won more mini fights than Chavez won mini fights. We'll move on from there. Now, what's Vladimir going to do? He walks through this fight unscathed. And I tell you what. The only problem I have with Vlad is that he leans on guys. And the reason why I have a problem with that is that when I used to work with guys in the gym that were either inferior or just bigger than I, they would lean on me. And you know what, man? This is it's the most emotionally and physically zapping thing you can ever have. Forget the holding, the leaning.
Well, I think a lot of that came because, Povetkin kept coming in the same way and kept coming in low. And the only way to really protect against that, effectively, was when Vlad was pushing him down. If Povetkin had come in with, behind some jabs or some punches and that type of thing, you wouldn't have seen him be in that position to have Vladimir control him that way. But, that was, one of the ways that he controlled the action of the fight.
Super promoter Tom Loeffler is on the line, folks. And I don't know if you're related to the Loeffler family of San Francisco, but up there on Bernal Heights, Roy Loeffler and all those guys, they've all passed away. But, man, they were close friends of the family. Now, you've got Curtis Stevens and Gennady going November 2nd. Is there anything else on the K2 calendar?
Not left for this year. That pretty much does it for this year, although we've been very active this year. That's the Gennady's fourth fight. This year we were trying to sneak in a fifth one, but it didn't quite work out. But you'll see, it's clearly Gennady's the breakout star of 2013. And then for 2014, we've got a lot of great things planned for him. First, he's got to get past Curtis Stevens, who's a big puncher. A lot of people think that he's going to be the first one to really test if Gennady can take a punch or not. And that's the thing that, nobody's overlooking that fight. And I think there'll be a lot of fireworks. I don't think that fight goes the distance, but there'll be a lot of fireworks as long as that fight lasts.
I got in about a minute. Tell me how you came from a mid-level guy to being like the Clark Kent of promoters.
Well, I was managing a lot of good fighters, like I'd mentioned before.
Yeah.
But the first fight that we ever promoted with K2 was when Vitaly beat Corey Sanders. That was a year after Lennox Lewis fight. So it was at the Staples Center on HBO as a WBC heavyweight championship of the world. So that's really how we started, and you can't really start at a higher level than that. So we just kind of went from there.
You know, and with that, I'm going to let you go. Is Triple G going to be my guest next Sunday?
Absolutely. You can book that one. I'm actually up here with him right now. We just got to Vegas to watch the fight tonight with Bradley Marquez, and so we're excited about that. But absolutely, Gennady will be on for next week.
All the best to you, Tom Lawler. Good luck. You're a great guy, and it was great to see you in Hungary.
Thanks a lot, Pedro. I appreciate that. It was great seeing you in Hungary as well.
Okay. Tom Lawler, folks, superstar. I'm talking about in the world of boxing promoters, folks. He is the guy right now. Vladimir Klitschko, K2 Promotions, Gennady Golovkin, I mean the hottest fighter on the planet. Hey, say what you want. He's white. He's right. He can fight. He's got connections. He's got the complexion I just mentioned. I think he's the next boxing superstar. If he isn't already, he's going to be the guy at pound for pound to take over the world of boxing. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You know this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes. I can go on and on. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
He holds my hand, I'm so proud.
My baby Darlene Love, rock and roll Hall of Famer that she is, class of 2012, singing my song. Yeah, I'm a rebel, no question about that. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We'll do a little mixed martial arts a little bit later in the show, but the bottom line is we'll sort of stick on boxing for this hour. Tomorrow we'll do all MMA in hour number two right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the Sunday show goes from 11 a.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. Pacific time. In other words, we go to 11 to noon, that's boxing, and then from noon to 1, it's MMA. And we're talking UFC, of course, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos just right around the corner battling for the World Heavyweight Championship. What are they, a week away? We'll talk about that card. We'll bring in one of my UFC experts, be it Kyle Kingsbury or the great, the great writer, the icon, Dave Meltzer. It'll either be the icon, Dave Meltzer, or Kyle Kingsbury. Maybe we'll even bring in Zach Attack Young because Zach knows this stuff as well. Anyway, talking a little boxing here. You know, my memories of Sacramento, they're always a little, how can I put this, a little teary-eyed because I spent a lot of time up there with Lorraine Chargan and Don Chargan and Sid Tenner. And, of course, Lorraine and Sid are gone. And my daughter Jacqueline was a baby. We used to stay at the Radisson Hotel and stuff like that. We'd stay there 2-3 weeks at a time. When Chargan had a promotion up there, he'd put us up, and we'd eat food, and we'd play in the pool. And it was just the grandness of life for a father and a child. No question about that, okay? So when I went up to an address at 500 Leisure Lane the other night, working in my other job, I was stunned to find out that it was the Radisson Hotel, except it wasn't the Radisson anymore. It was like the Red Lion Inn now, and they had some bogus little card club in there called the Casino Royale Card Club. But, you know, I was thinking about Bobby Chacon and Sid Tenner and Bochonia Lopez and all those guys. And anytime I get the chance, I got to tell this story, and I'm going to tell it now, okay? Sid Tenner was in handling, managing, of course, former featherweight and future junior lightweight champion Bobby Chacon's career. Okay, of course, he and Don Chargan and Lorraine Chargan, they were a three-man team, okay? So it was real close to a fight, and Bobby wanted a massage. So to quote Sid, Sid went and got him a masseur. He said, quote, "I didn't want to get him abroad. You know, it was too close to a fight." That's what the great man had to say, and he was a great man. So he got this 90-minute massage lined up for Bobby at his hotel where Bobby was, hiding out. And then the masseur showed up, and at the same time, well into the massage, like 45 minutes or so, you know, the now nude masseur mounted the already nude Bobby Chacon, and according to Sid, he tried to blank him, penetrate him. "What the hell did I know?" said Sid. But I think that was the funniest. That was one of the funniest stories I ever heard in my life as far as boxing in Sacramento is concerned. But Sacramento was there, no question about it. I had a good time, went up to Thunder Valley, spent some time up there. And if you ever get a chance, folks, Thunder Valley Resort and Casino in Lincoln, California, if that's where Uriah Faber, of course, Uriah is going to be on that UFC on Fox 9 card, and that's going to be December. Of course, that will feature, our man that was on the show last week, Josh Thompson, challenging Anthony Pettis for the World Lightweight Championship, 155 pounds. But Lincoln, California is a beautiful place. I've been there now 3 or 4 times. And I will have to say this, having worked for Las Vegas casinos, including Caesar's Palace and the Mandalay Bay for a little bit, and then, of course, the Imperial Palace for a long time, 4 or 5 years, I have to say this. The Indians have now beaten Las Vegas. There's just no comparison. As far as the service is concerned, each person goes out of their way to make sure that you are totally taken care of. I mean, I wanted to find the elevators, and this kid walked me from one end of the casino all the way across the other end of the casino to make sure I got in the right elevator. I mean, that's how courtesy it was. I mean, back in the days of when I was the TV and radio star of the Imperial Palace Hotel, their only media star, per se, for that hotel in the middle of the strip, I got a lot of props. I mean, you know, people in the hotel treated me like I was a superstar and everything. Well, guess what? That's the way they treat you at Thunder Valley, and you don't have to be a superstar in order to get treated that way. The bottom line is they were very great people, and I want to thank the entire staff there as they took real good care of us. Now, of course, Juan Manuel Marquez, 144 pounds. You know, he's not really a big welterweight. I mean, he started out at 126 pounds, but, you know, he went on those bicycles. Bicycles? No, cycles. I don't know. People accuse him of being on cycles. They sort of accuse Manny Pacquiao of the same thing. You know, and then Manny Pacquiao sort of gets scrutinized heavily, and then he sort of loses that super buff look, that steroidish look, that performance-enhancing look, and all of a sudden he's getting, you know, beaten by Tim Bradley, although it was controversial, and then he gets lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Juan Manuel Marquez. I mean, the one-punch knockout. I mean, granted, Marquez was on the verge of being beat there. in that round. I mean, although he had knocked Manny down flat on his butt earlier in the fight, I mean, Marquez was on the take, and he was on the take heavy, folks. I mean, they're taking incoming artillery lefts and rights, and like, yikes, man. I was saying to myself, man, he's getting busted up. But what did he do? He waited. He waited. He waited. Much like George Foreman waited for Michael Moore back in 1994 and 1995 when he recaptured the world heavyweight title. You wait on a guy, you wait on a guy, you wait on a guy, and you wait on him to make that one mistake that he makes time and time again. And Pacquiao makes this mistake. He lunges in with his hands down and his chin out in front of him, and guess what? Lights out. He's still sleeping. They haven't woke him up yet, or have they? Have they woke Manny Pacquiao up yet? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's training for Brandon Rios in November. Now, that's going to be a pretty good fight. Brandon Rios will come to fight. He's rugged. He'll be in shape. Robert Garcia will have him, I think, at weight, at the needed weight, because he's got some weight issues in the past where he's waiting for fights that were like a lightweight. He's weighing at 138, and then when they send him out to lose weight, he comes back at 139. So obviously he has no respect or regards for making the weight and the honor of making the weight. So I think he will do this with this Manny Pacquiao fight in November. It'll be a big event. It'll be in Macau. It'll be on HBO pay-per-view. It's the comeback of the Pac-Man. And I just don't know if that's the right guy to come back against. So then we've got the people at Top Rank. You know, I mean, you got Bruce Trampler and guys like that, the matchmakers. These guys, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Carl Moretti, I think he advises as well. They know exactly what these guys are sharp, man. They are. Listen, they have to sacrifice a lamb now and then. That's the promotional business. I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, if your guy's going to fight Superman and he's going to get paid well enough to do it, well, I guess you got to sign the fight, because this is professional boxing. And professional boxing is not about winning titles or title belts or alphabet titles or being honored by Ring Magazine. It's about the money that you put in the bank, professional, the money that you take home. You know, like Danny Garcia, of course, the winner of, just a few weeks ago, I had taken out Lucas Matisse in 12 rounds, a unanimous nod, or the world junior welterweight champion. He's done well with his money, bought himself a home, bought his family a home. I mean, he's done the right things. He's been a smart guy. Guys, like, I'm not even that smart. A lot of guys aren't that smart, man. They don't invest in their futures as well as they should. And Danny Garcia, you know, people don't like his father, Angel Garcia, but the bottom line is he is the world junior welterweight champion, and there's nothing going to change that right now. I mean, no, there's nobody on the horizon that can change it. Tim Bradley, if he went back to 140, he'd get lit up. I mean, Danny Garcia is a better fighter than people give him credit for. And that's why Mad Manny, Manny Caballero, did an article on him earlier in the week. And he talks about Danny Garcia not getting his props. Now, Mad Manny Caballero, is our Puerto Rican specialist. Okay, he's a guy that's going to be putting articles in Spanish now. He's going to put them in Spanish and English on the website. I tried this years ago. It didn't work. We'll try it again. We'll see how it works. We'll see how the translation goes. Because, you know, when you translate my writing and some of the things that I say into Spanish, it doesn't come out all that right. Okay. Speaking of all that right, Orlando Cruz finally getting his props. Remember him? He was a gay boxer I alluded to on this show about 5 years ago that wanted me to sort of out him, you know, bring him out of the closet. This was like 4 or 5 years ago. He was fighting at the MGM Grand, maybe longer than that. Anyway, I refused to do so. And I told his people that I was from San Francisco and I wasn't against gay people by any means. I've got gay friends and gay relatives and things like that. So it's no big thing. Okay. But I just didn't think the timing was right. And I thought it would be more of a detriment than a plus to come out in like 2005, 2007 and say that he was gay. Now the marriage amendment's been held up and equal rights for gays all across the country is the norm, is the law. It should be the law as far as federal is concerned. The states are going to continue to argue over it. But the bottom line is it's all about the pursuit of happiness, okay? And if Orlando Cruz, if he finds happiness with a man, more power to him, okay? Tonight, he takes on Orlando Salido. So it's the Battle of Orlandos, the Orlando fight, okay? Orlando Salido, a loser, I think, of his last three fights. I mean, he lost to Mikey Garcia. I mean, he was able to beat Juan Manuel Lopez, Juanma. That's about it. That's all he's really done. He's a tough guy. He's a trial horse. He's a gatekeeper who happened to grab the WBO 126-pound title, okay? Now tonight, he will vie once again for the WBO 126-pound vacant title when he takes on Orlando Cruz. Cruz is something like 22-2, 15 KOs. He caused an outrage of sorts in Puerto Rico this week because – He made his trunks the colors of the gay colors, and he made the Puerto Rican flag part of it as well. And some of the Puerto Ricans didn't get off on that. You know, here's what I don't understand. Who cares what who cares what the guy next door does behind closed doors? Who cares who he sleeps with? Who cares what the lady up the street does? It isn't any of our business what people do in their private lives, okay? And if they want to make their private lives public, as did Orlando Cruz in the last couple of months. Of course, he had did that big ABC News thing, and that's on my website right now, the ABC News feature story. It's at ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. You'll see. The kid's for real. He can fight a little bit, not much of a puncher, okay, but Salido's tough and rugged, and if he doesn't bring his A game, guess what? Salido will beat him. So Salido and Cruz tonight, and see who comes. Listen. The big thing here is that he's come out. I mean, Emil Griffith, we knew he was gay. I mean, everybody knew it. Benny Perrette called him a Mary Cone or something like that, and that was what people thought led to Benny Perrette's death in the ring at the hands of Emil Griffith. And, you know, Emil was a good guy. He just passed away a couple of months ago, but he was always a good guy around me. He never made any sexual advances. But I will say this one. I pulled a gay prank one time on Eric Botcher. Eric Botcher was a former writer for the Gilroy Dispatch, the police writer down there, and I discovered him and brought him into boxing. Now he's one of the most successful matchmakers in the business. But he should I tell this story? I think I'll let that one go. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial. Okay, I will tell the story. All right, Eric Botcher's in the bathtub. We're in Verano, New York, outside of Verano, New York, in some small motel where everybody drives their car in and parks the car in front of the door, okay? And Eric Botcher's in the bathtub reading, like, Mike Marley, I think, in the New York Post or something like that. That's back in the day. We're talking 91, 92. So he's a little homophobic, okay? Eric Botcher is, just a little bit. So anyway, I saw Emil Griffith outside. I go, there's Emil. I go, oh, Emil was looking at you, Eric. And Eric, Eric, macho guy, didn't like that at all. So Eric's in the bathtub, so I fake like a knock on the door. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. I go, and he goes, I go to the door, and I come back to Eric, and I go, hey, it's Emil, and he wants to talk to you right now. He's sitting on the bed. So all of a sudden, you hear all this water going around in the bathroom, and there's newspapers pressed against the wall. I mean, he absolutely went into a homophobic panic, did Eric Botcher, okay? And Emil Griffith was not outside, but Eric Botcher did freak out just a little bit. You don't have to be scared of a guy. You don't have to be scared of a guy because of his sexuality. You don't have to be scared of a woman because of their sexuality. That's their own business, their own choice. Everybody's got their own decisions to make. Sexuality is one of them. Let them make it. Let it be, like Paul McCartney said. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Guess what, folks? You are still a young man. Tower of Power, my man Rick Stevens on lead circa 1972.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The mighty Tower of Power, folks. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Tomorrow we're going to have on John Duddy, the Irish superstar. Of course, he's done all kinds of stuff, Broadway plays, you name it. John Duddy's done it all. We'll talk with him in the boxing hour. We'll also talk with the Ring Wars president, and then we'll bring in Kyle Kingsbury and or Zach Young and or Dave Meltzer and talking MMA. Bottom line is the website right now, ringtalk.com. It's hot. It's got Thursday's boxing notebook, of course, talking about the different fights coming up this weekend. And then we've got the hard look at boxer Juan Manuel Marquez by Kevin Perry, KP himself. Then we've got the WBO fights. Of course, they top the weekend odds and predictions. I've got odds and predictions on both the WBO fights. That's on the website. What else is on the website? Of course, we've got Tim Bradley versus Juan Manuel Marquez. Safe on the fence? Read the story, find out why it's good to be safe on the fence. We have the first openly gay boxer, Orlando Cruz, the ABC News exclusive. We have that on the website, ringtalk.com, along with Cruz's boxing attire, which has got the Puerto Ricans running absolutely going crazy. And then if we've got Pedro Fernandez's retirement boxing photo, and I'm very proud of that, folks. I decided one day, it was a Monday, I went to the gym and I was just too old and too sore at the age of like 32, 33 to do this anymore. And my back had been destroyed by the police department and fallen through a roof. And I knew that I just didn't have it. And I made the decision up that night that I was retiring. So the bottom line is the next day I went and had a picture taken. The pictures were lost. There was one proof remaining, and a historian named Ronald Marshall over in Alameda, California, he had it and he came up with it. Well, outside of that, the photographer died. A few months later, all the photos were lost, but this one proof is up and ready at ringtalk.com. So you want to see what Pedro looked like when he was in his prime, it is there, ringtalk.com. Speaking of ringtalk.com, don't forget, that's your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. You check out our iTunes podcast there. And don't forget, go to tunein.com and download the TuneIn app and listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on your telephone. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. But, man, am I glad to have my man back in the other room. Scott Cuddy, welcome back from Denver. Talk to you soon.